Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Kevin Kester of NCBA on U.S.-Japanese negotiations, up next. With us today is Charles C. Plummer with Dow AgriSciences.
Charles C., tell me about how current market prices and the conditions in our markets will impact wheat growers' decisions in 2018 and beyond.
With fluctuating commodity prices, crop rotation flexibility is now even more important to wheat growers. They benefit from the ability to plant crops that are most profitable to their operations, such as soybeans, cotton, canola, and milo. With the right herbicide program, growers can control these key weeds and still maintain the flexibility to plant into a double cropping system that the market conditions favor. The wrong herbicide choice in season could limit future planting decisions. Culex herbicide offers advanced broadleaf weed control without limiting these crop rotation options. Culex delivers a 3-month crop rotation interval to soybeans, cotton, corn, and milo, and then a 5-month plant back to canola.
Thanks, Charlesy. For more information on Culex herbicide, contact your local Dow AgriSciences rep or visit flexibleweedcontrol.com. A whole host of agriculture groups testifying before the U.S. Special Trade Representative's office, getting their input on a soon-to-happen U.S.-Japanese negotiation. Kevin Kester, representative of the cattle industry as president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says it's very important to give the cattle industry's 2 cents back to the USTR.
Well, it was extremely important because Japan is the number one market for U.S. beef going overseas. And so this year in 2018, we're going to probably go a little over $2 billion of U.S. beef into Japan. So the U.S. government and the government of Japan are getting ready to start formal negotiations on a bilateral trade agreement. It means that U.S. government pulled out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership that leaves us at a potential huge disadvantage with Japan in our big competition of Australia as it relates to tariff rates. And so it's really important that we get the U.S. government engaged as quickly as possible for negotiations into Japan so we don't suffer any undue harm with competition with lower tariff advantages coming from Australia.
I guess what whole situation, when we were negotiating the TPP, I know the cattle industry felt pretty good about where we potentially were with that agreement, and we're kind of starting over because of that, right? Because we're not in it anymore.
Essentially, that's absolutely correct. Australia and the other 10 remaining countries that are still involved in the new what they call CPTPP are going to continue on with the beef sector negotiations that we drove and were successful in obtaining. So now Australia and other countries are going to reap the benefits of that. So we've got to re-engage with Japan as soon as we can in order for us to catch back up.
How far are we going to be behind if we're not successful in getting something done quickly as far as a deal is cut?
Well, right now we are at 38.5% tariff rate with also some additional higher tariff rates if we exceed certain tonnage quotas into Japan on chilled and frozen beef. So at the 38.5%, as of the end of December here, Australia will be down to a little over 27%, and then in April of 2019, it'll go down to just 26.6%, and then every year thereafter, it'll go down roughly 2 percentage points till eventually they get down to 9% tariff. In the meantime, however long it takes for us to get an agreement with Japan, we're stuck at the 38.5%. So as each year goes by, we'll be at a 12 to 13% disadvantage here in a few months, and it'll just keep growing. And when Australia comes out of their drought situation and expands their cow herd, they will most definitely get market share away from us big time into Japan, and that's going to cost us hundreds of millions of dollars.
And this cattle industry leader from California believes that the U.S. Trade Representative's office and other key players from within the administration understand we've got to get something done with Japan ASAP.
Now, there's no doubt that the U.S. Trade Representative's office fully understands the importance and the pitfalls if we don't do something as quickly as possible in negotiations. So we'll engage with our negotiators on this trade deal with Japan and try to put it across the finish line just as soon as humanly possible.
What have several agricultural leaders given their input to the U.S. Trade Representative's office regarding the upcoming U.S.-Japanese trade negotiations? Cattle Industry President Kevin Kester, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Thursday, December 13th, live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Started at 8 a.m. Central Time, 25,100 head to be sold, including 5,000 yearling steers, 2,200 yearling heifers, 15,000 weaned calves. To find out the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.